Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Adam Hemmings. The AFL admits players who test positive to drugs are being left out of team lineups. A controversial policy that's been in place for 19 years allows doctors to carry out secret testing to stop players from taking to the field. AFL boss Andrew Dillon says it's all about protecting their welfare.
We've got competing rights and interests. The private medical information of the players is their private medical information. Also, what we're talking about here is a small handful of players over a year.
The search for survivors after the bridge collapse in Baltimore has now turned into a recovery operation. Six people are still missing after the Francis Scott Key Bridge crumbled when it was hit by a cargo ship. Ronald Butler Jr. from Maryland State Police says the effort to find them is set to resume tonight, our time.
At 0600 hours tomorrow, we're hoping to put divers in the water and begin a more detailed search to do our very best to recover those six missing people.
The fire near Waroona remains contained, but it's still not under control. Variable winds remain a concern for firefighters. 5 days after campers accidentally started the blaze, that's destroyed 8 properties. Parts of Coolup, Mealon, Nangarbrook, Teesdale and Waroona are under a watch and act alert. There's a new stoush between the state government and the Perth Lord Mayor. The City of Perth has rejected the government's push to build a new primary school in East Perth next to the Wacker without any money changing hands. Basil Zemplis has told the Premier to come back with a better offer. To sport, Cricket Australia is confident there'll be a big crowd at Optus Stadium when Perth hosts the opening test between Australia and India in November. And Brisbane coach Chris Fagan believes the team has coped with his absence ahead of their grand final rematch tomorrow against Collingwood. He's been in Melbourne this week for mediation talks related to Hawthorn's racism controversy.
We've had a fairly long time to prepare for this game, so I don't feel like anything's suffered, and I've got such a good group of assistant coaches, I'm not worried at all about not being here.